This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico slammed by three concurrent DOE-NEPA processes. The DOE is concurrently releasing three sets of lengthy National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, documents for bringing more waste to New Mexico, for constructing a nuclear facility, and for upgrading a biological safety laboratory for working on live biological agents that cause disease. All three proposals may have impacts at LANL. This week, DOE released its draft environmental impact statement for the disposal of greater than Class C low-level waste, which, despite its name, is highly radioactive and often requires extra shielding. Alternatives include using deep geologic disposal at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, located east of Carlsbad, near surface facilities near WIP, or at the LANL Area G dump. Public hearings in New Mexico will begin in Carlsbad on April 26, in Albuquerque on April 27, and in Oaxaca on April 28. The deadline for written public comments is June 27. In March, DOE plans to release its draft environmental impact statement for the construction of the nuclear facility at LANL. It is a key facility for the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project, which has escalated in cost from $600 million to more than $6 billion in a seven-year time frame. In March, DOE also has plans to release a draft environmental impact statement for the Biological Safety Laboratory at LANL, also known as the BSL-3. The public meetings for the scope of the environmental impact statement were held in late 2005. Public scoping comments made over 5 years ago serve as the basis for the draft statement. Public health, environmental, and anti-nuclear activists disagree with DOE. They wrote a letter to DOE Secretary Chu requesting that new scoping hearings be held because up-to-date information must be incorporated into the analysis. For example, in 2009, the Government Accountability Office released a report entitled High Contaminant Laboratories: National Strategy for Oversight is Needed. The report identified issues about the proliferation of high-contaminant laboratories working with dangerous biological pathogens. They called special attention to the possibility of deliberate or accidental release of biological agents, which could have disastrous consequences by exposing workers and the public to dangerous pathogens. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, in 2008, two environmental impact statements for expanded operations at DOE sites in New Mexico were released concurrently for public comment. NGOs and community members were overwhelmed by the amount of work required to provide informed public comments. Please contact your representatives and tell them that poor planning on DOE's part should not place extra burdens on New Mexicans. Ask your representatives to tell DOE that each environmental impact statement process should be completed in itself without overlapping another one, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible contribution to CCNS, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.